Good morning. My name's Neil, Neil Sumner, and I'm from City University in London, although I have worked at this university before, which is how I know Joan and some of the teachers that you've had over the last few years. And I work as an e-learning consultant at City University. So my area of interest is in technology and change and education, all right? I've done this lecture here at Cowes for the last 4 or 5 years. I think it's probably 5 years now, and it's the same lecture, basically, although I do tweak it from year on to year, you'll be pleased to hear. And it seems to me, I was thinking about this on the way over here this morning, I live on the other side of Reading, that this lecture becomes more relevant every year that I come to give it, and it becomes more important, the kind of topics that I'm covering, okay? So I find it even more interesting now than I did when I first gave it 5 years ago. Anyway, that's enough about me. So I want you to think a little bit yourself. Where have you come from? How much has it cost you to get here? How much are you going to spend while you are here in financial terms? How much you might miss your family? All that sort of thing. And because I want you to kind of calculate during the course of the lecture this morning, you know, what are the costs and benefits for you coming here to this beautiful campus to be taught by these superb teachers? You know, what are the real benefits for you in doing that? And would you be able to do it more efficiently, more effectively, working from home, say, or, you know, from a virtual campus? So that's the kind of area that I want to cover. You'll have noticed I kind of rapidly moved past my title page, and on that title page it's had the virtual university, and then it said the collapse of time and the death of distance, right? The collapse of time and the death of distance, because one of the things that technology does is, well, the kind of technology that we're talking about here anyway, right, is it makes everything instant. So we can have instant messaging across the world. We can be doing that with MSN Messenger. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. But with your mobile phones, there's all kinds of experiments going on in this country now where students, especially at primary and secondary school, are learning from their mobile phones. So that's about the collapse of time and the death of distance, because, you know, we could be talking to each other. I could be talking to you from wherever you're from, the other side of the world, in a virtual classroom. We could have a whole wall which would be just, you know, your room over in Hong Kong or somewhere, and you could see me from this room here in Reading if you wanted to. So we have the technology to achieve that, and that brings about the death of distance, right? So the subtitle of this is The Collapse of Time and the Death of Distance, and that's really a kind of a catchphrase or a byline for what we think of as the postmodern society. Postmodern society. I don't know if you've ever heard that phrase, postmodern, before, but it's one that characterizes a lot of the kind of churning that is going on in modern culture today, because, in part, because of the impact of technology. Anyway, so I've given you a couple of things to think about, and I'm going to be coming back to ask you during the course of the lecture, this is going to be a bit of an interactive lecture after all, about how you feel about some of the changes that I'm talking about, okay? And then at the end there'll be an opportunity, I hope, for you to ask me some questions to elaborate on anything that I've said that you may not have understood. So my first question is a university like this, Reading University, or indeed most of the universities here in the UK, is it still relevant in the postmodern era, in this 21st century that we're living in? If you think about it, you know, you're sitting here, I can see many of you are already starting to take notes, very commendable, and you're paying attention to me. I can see you all are paying attention to me, but you might be actually inside, you're thinking about, what am I going to do for lunch? What happened to me last night? You know, what about the party I'm going to the weekend? How long is this guy going to talk on for? when's he going to shut up? When can we get out of here and get on with our real lives, which have got nothing to do with sitting in a classroom being lectured at by some boring old person that you've never met before and probably will never meet again. So, you know, it could be that this kind of model, the expert at the front, the students spread out in the classroom, is already a redundant model of education. Although it's probably the one that you've all experienced going up through school, but it could well be that there are different and perhaps even better ways to access information than in this traditional expert and student model which has characterised the development of universities throughout the ages. So, well, another thing I want to do, and I'm going to have to start speeding up now because I've already spent far too long on this introductory section, is to give you a brief history of universities since they first emerged in world history sometime about 4,000 years ago.